First of all, I do believe it will have some of the same people. In 67, it is true that 7% of the delegates were sitting legislators, but 93% weren't. But I'm not against having a few legislators in the convention. They're knowledgeable. I don't think it will be high because of two things. One, the double salary people are not going to support that. Two, if there is a constitutional convention, it starts in April in the middle of the session. So I expect not many legislators to be elected. But I take a position that's a little different than those that fear a convention. I truly believe that Republicans and Democratic and independent delegates will take the high road in the election. We've had many, maybe 9 constitutional conventions. They've all been constructive. When I talk to some of my Republican friends, from Brian Kolb on, there's many things that Democrats and Republicans share. I see no risk. But also, being older, I've had it with Albany. If we had a different governor, it's no secret. I'm not a fan of Cuomo's, though my dad ran for governor with Mario as his lieutenant governor. Andrew Cuomo, he's done some good things, but he hasn't changed the culture. It's still 3 men, 4 men in a back room, an emergency under a message of necessity, no hearings. The culture's outdated. It's time to change it. I also have confidence that if we elect a convention, it's going to be very exciting. I'm not worried about dark money. I think it's an opportunity we have to have. It's just that simple.
Well, okay, so let me give you the other side, which has me worried. Hey, if I felt a constitutional convention was going to really make the kind of basic changes you're talking about, Phil Samuels, I'd be all for it. However, I don't agree with you about all these productive things that have come out of past constitutional conventions. As you know, our Constitution is a junkyard of all kinds of stuff that ought to be in statute, that's in the Constitution in New York State. It's a mess compared to the Constitution of the United States, which is a beautiful thing, a brevity to behold, and our thing is not. But I have 2 things that I want to see come out of this constitutional convention. And frankly, I don't hear the proponents talking about them. The first is, I want to see term limits. And I have to tell you, in New York City, when term limits were proposed, they passed overwhelmingly. As you know, you were there, you were for them, I believe, and they passed overwhelmingly. But I'm not hearing anything about term limits for state legislators. And then a second thing that I'm very interested in is the idea of initiative and referendum, so that the people of New York State, when they really think something is disgusting, they can override what the legislature says. And the proponents of the Constitutional Convention aren't talking about those things.
Well, on the yes side, whether it's Jerry, myself, or Evan Davis, we have an agenda of things to be discussed in the convention. The no's, and I'm pro-labor, really have no agenda. So let's take the ones you mentioned. I favor term limits, but so do many of my Republican friends, okay? I favor initiative, though that's a little trickier because being an upstater, a lot of people worry about downstate influence. But let me give you my hot button. Education. Many people don't realize that the current 1894 educational amendment that's not been updated since was at a time when the legislature approved segregated schools as being legal. Every court that's trying to interpret that amendment has agreed there's not even a requirement of minimum education. To get to the point, of the 600 school districts in the state, if you take the 100 in the wealthiest neighborhoods and the 100 in the poorest, the kids in the poorest neighborhoods in New York State get $9,000 less per student. We are the 49th state in economic discrimination. It's not discussed. So you must change that amendment. And that's why, even though I appreciate NYSET, for them each year to just compete for money and not say we need to change the amendment. So we have a very in-depth agenda. The real issue is the fear issue, and the fear is real. Many of my friends are fearful, and that's what we have to overcome.
Bill Samuels, that's very interesting. However, it does come down to this. Number one, I truly believe that while you say legislators themselves might not run or get elected to the convention, I do believe that they know the mechanics of the election process much more than John Q. Public does. So therefore, they're either going to run themselves, which they won't, as you say, or they're going to get their cousin Louie to run, and they're going to promote cousin Louie. And that has certainly been the case in the past. These conventions, I hate to use a Donald Trump term, but they're pretty well rigged. And, that has been the experience. You're old and I'm older. And I can tell you, I've lived through them before, and I've watched the disgraceful antics of these clowns when they're doing it. And when they get somebody in there who really wants to make a difference, they shut them up.
Well,
I'm not nearly as sanguine about the whole thing as you are.
Well, I understand that. And it is true that Travia did install sort of standard legislative rules and was the president. But as Jerry and I both will say, 67...
Jerry Benjamin.
Jerry Benjamin. Had incredible people in it. And now, of course, the governor and the legislators in 67 all supported having a convention. But that convention, if they hadn't batched it, included things like political gerrymandering is illegal. It had an independent redistricting.
What do you mean if they hadn't bashed it? They did bash
that's
it.
That's my
that's
point.
That's why we don't. Well, that's a bad point.
It was a bad point. They made an error, but no one's going to batch it again. That convention had some outstanding delegates.
Nobody's going to bash it again.
No,
they bashed
not.
It last time, and they're going to bash it this time. You're telling Flanagan in the Senate or Hasty in the Assembly, hey, we're going to take away your right to draw your own districts, one of the great disgraces of American
Absolutely.
Politics. Absolutely. And they're not going to support it, and their flunkies aren't going to support it.
We just disagree. I think that if a convention even attempted to batch it, it would be over. The voters wouldn't support it. And when people are going to run for delegates, and I can't tell you how many people are interested, they're all going to be asked that question. It is a what if. There is no control in the convention. They can consider anything they want. But I'm not afraid of the right or the left taking over this convention. I think we'll have very good delegates. I think they'll do a decent job. The cost, maybe $50 million, the 70 is peanuts. Union pensions legally can't be taken away. Anyway, I think we got to go for it. And in my case, there's only two ways to get reform. One's a convention, and the other is to have a new governor that gives better leadership and changes the culture. And I don't know that Cuomo's going to be defeated, so I'm for the convention.
First of all, you have a history with Cuomo, as do I, as do a lot of people, and you have not exactly been friends. So taking swipes at him right now in the context of the Constitutional Convention is a little distant, I suspect. But more important is that we're going to find out one way or the other. Look, I'm willing to go along with the Constitutional Convention. Good. $50 million is $50 million. It could go to schools. They could go to other places. They could go to criminal justice reform. They could go to jails. That's $50 million, still a lot of money, isn't it, Bill?
Well, if you'd listen to Judge Lipman, and judicial reform is a top topic, it's one-third of the current Constitution. That alone saves $500 million a year. So it's pennies in a $1.6 billion budget.
If it passes.
Yes, if it passes. Yeah, you're
if
true.
If it passes. Okay, so look, here's the way I'm going to end this. You make a very good case for a constitutional convention. You really do. Nevertheless, I'm going to say we'll see. Okay.
I have one challenge for you.
Yes.
If it passes, and I think this is 50-50 at best that it does, you need to run as a delegate yourself.
First of all, I live in Massachusetts.
Oh,
Second of all, I abhor political people and pundits who run for office and take advantage of that.
God bless you.
We're seeing enough of that around. So, but the answer is that it's going to be complicated. There will be people who are controlled by their state senators and their assemblymen who know all about how to get people nominated. Okay, let's assume that there's a constitutional convention. Let's just see what the output of that constitutional convention is. And the two I got in mind are term limits and initiative and referendum, and I doubt you're going to see that in this constitutional convention coming out of it.
Let's have a bet. I think you'll get term limits.
It's always great to talk to our pal Bill Samuels. He's a wonderful man. He's been involved in governmental reform for all of these years. His political instincts are sharp and good. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Congratulations to the station, and I hope you get better.